All right, so we can then get started with today's program properly. My name is Agnes Stojic. If you haven't been here yesterday and haven't met me, I work in the Student Union as a specialist in international affairs, and one of my main tasks is the coordination of tutoring services, but I also do other things in the Student Union, and we are going to tell you about it briefly now.
My name is Ville Härsilä. Glad to see so many of you here. Welcome.
And my name is Katariina Tikanmäki. And yeah, nice to see you. You will hear more about us later.
So what is the Student Union? What is JYY? The first thing we wanted to make it clear what is the difference between JYY and JYU. So when you see JYY, that is the Student Union. And when you see GYU, University, that's the University of U.S. So now you will know when you receive emails and see things like which organization you should relay the message to. And the Student Union is your own organization. It is by the students and for the students. So it's all made by students. We have about 12,000 members, and we are a politically independent organization. So what do we do? Our main task is to provide support and assistance to students. And of course, also we supervise the interest of students, both at the university and in wider society. And then, of course, a student union wouldn't be a student union if we didn't organize all kinds of different kinds of activities and events for you. And probably one of the most important things, what is the U membership about? But first, before I go to the list, remember that if you live in Kortapohja, you have to join the Student Union. If you don't live in Kortapohja Student Village, you don't have to, but it's highly recommended still. And if you haven't joined yet, you can still do it. So you can follow the instructions that you have received by from the university via email before your arrival, or on Monday the Student Union will be open again, and you can come to the Student Union building to Ilokivi and pay by card or in cash. So there are many ways to pay if you want to join. And make sure that when you have paid, you show the university, so not the Student Union, but you show the university, you bring it to the T building, the receipt of the payment. So if you pay online, take a screenshot of your payment. If you come to Ilokivi to pay for your membership, then take the paper that you get, the receipt that you get, to the university and show them. So now to the list of membership benefits. One very important is that you get inexpensive student health care in FSHS. You will hear about FSHS later and their services. What you need to know about is that it's really easy to go there, much easier than to go to the municipal healthcare services. And FSHS specializes in student healthcare, so they really know these things. If you're a member, you also have the right to apply for a student card. You get a variety of benefits and discounts on traveling, meals, not just at the campus, but you can get different kind of benefits also outside of the campus. So when you go to a restaurant, it's always worth to ask, hey, do you have this student discount? Outside the campus, the discount wouldn't be that huge as here, 50%, but usually like a 5, 10, maybe even 15% discount you can get. Then we organize, as I mentioned, a lot of free time and cultural activities. In Ilokivi, we have a restaurant, so that's owned by the Student Union. Downstairs, we have two kind of floors that we are using. And downstairs, we have a place called Black Box. And there we have all these parties and movie screenings and all these kind of free time events. Then if you live in the Student Village, that's already a benefit you get as a member. And in the Student Village, we have Rentukka, maybe some of you have already heard from your tutors or seen it. So it's a restaurant and gym and a common space. And I wanted to emphasize that all of you can go there, so you don't have to live in Kortapohja or you don't have to be the member of the student union to go to that restaurant or use that common space. But those of you who live in Kortapohja will have longer. You will get a card, or you can get a card where you can be there also later hours. And the gym is only for those who live in Kortapohja or who will purchase the sports sticker from the university. But you are, remember that in the events of Kortapohja, you're all welcome, even if you don't live there. And then many of you probably have the survival kit, which is really a good kind of starting package for many of you, and you didn't have to hopefully sleep with that blanket in the first night. So that's offered by us. And then, of course, like anytime you need advice, you can turn to us.
Okay, then just to let you know that at our university, in our student union, we have zero tolerance for bullying and harassment. Everyone has a right for a safe learning environment. And yeah, just to let you know that even if you see bullying or harassment between peers, between students, or from a teacher, you don't have to support that. There's always something that can be done. Yeah, it's everyone's responsibility to create and to maintain that good environment here. So if you witness any inappropriate behavior, you can contact us, our student union. We have two persons who are responsible for these situations, and you can send them an email. Really easy to contact them. One of the persons is female, one is male. If you feel more comfortable contacting one of them, if it doesn't matter who you contact, you can send an email to the general address. And it is completely anonymous. If you tell us that you see something, some inappropriate behavior, we won't be discussing it between us. No, it's only the harassment people, the two people, who will know about it, and nothing will be done before you say it's okay for you if you want to take the thing further. So yeah, just to let you know that everyone has a right for a safe learning environment, and if you see anything, you can always contact us. Yeah, don't be afraid to do that. Anything to add? Okay, and then something more about us as an organization. So as you saw, there are 12,000 students in you. And to make it everything work, we have different levels. Different people doing different things to make it all work, to organize things, everything. We have board of executives. Actually, yeah, we are in the board. And that is like about 10 students who are in that. We have Council of Representatives. That is about 40 people. And in those two, everybody is a student. Just like you, we are all students here. Then we have some employees. And they are kind of the adults here. They don't have to study anymore. They can, yeah, it's their job. And then we have some subcommittees. You will hear more about this in more detail. Ville will tell you about them. But subcommittees is the place where everybody can get involved in you. Every student, everyone from the 12,000 can get involved in subcommittees. Yeah, but now more about these.
I could just quickly add that when we are talking about you, that's the Finnish way to say JYY. So we're not talking about you, but we talk about you, the student union.
Yeah, so we have many employees, as Katrina said. They are mainly responsible for the practical and daily matters at U. They advise and help students in issues concerning studies and student life. Each of them has their own sector, and I'm going to talk about the sectors in a bit. The employees, they organize different kinds of student events, such as theme days, trips, informative events. Also, we're going to have them included in our, or we have them in our Preciso. We can, or the employees can be found from the Student Union building, Ilokivi, and they work for you, so don't hesitate to come and see us at any point. And here are the board members. There are also chair and vice chair of the Council of Representatives. You can actually see me and Katrina over there. There are 10 board members, and each of us have our own like sectors, so each of us focus on different topics, but whenever you have anything to ask from us, you can contact anyone and they will guide you forward to the right person.
And can I add that, we are responsible for international affairs. That's why we are here, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Here you can see the sectors. Answer for the international affairs, but we also have other sectors like academic affairs and communications and so on. You don't actually have to memorize all of these. They are here so that if you're, for example, interested in a particular sector, we can provide activity in you. For example, if you're interested in writing in our student newspaper, Julkari, just contact us. We are always looking for more people to write and provide material in English. And then about the subcommittees. The subcommittees are organized around the sectors, and they are open for all students. So the subcommittees usually meet once per month. And the reason we put international affairs and development cooperation on top of this list is because they operate automatically in English. So whenever you feel like meeting other students or feel like, oh, I have this one issue, I want to bring it up in a subcommittee meeting, you can come there. You can find the subcommittees from the Facebook page, or probably you can also see them from our own website. Other subcommittees operate in Finnish, but if you have, for example, something to say in the subcommittee for academic affairs, you can ask the chair person to provide or organize the subcommittee meeting in English, and it's usually quite easy to do so.
I could just quickly add a couple of words about subcommittees. So the subcommittees, maybe the word sounds a bit like heavy, but they are just a group of students who come together once a month. So maybe imagine it as clubs organized around different topics. And if you're interested in coming, just come. There's no commitment. If you want to do something, you can. If you don't want to do much, just listen. That's also fine. It's all up to you. And we are always giving you some coffee, tea, and sandwiches. So if you are hungry around 4 o'clock, come.
And the subcommittee for international affairs is, of course, I would say the most important subcommittee for you if you're interested. Like Agi said, it's a forum for discussion for both Finnish and international students. A hot topic there is how can we create more events for both Finnish and international students together. It's about bringing up issues concerning the lives of international students, and it's the easiest channel to influence, and as I said, it functions in English. And you should definitely check the Facebook page. They usually post their meeting times and everything in the Facebook.
And then besides international affairs, I'm also responsible for development cooperation. That's my sector as well. And if you are the kind of save the world kind of person, then this is your place. We used to have three projects. Now we are kind of coming up new ones and thinking about new ones. We are in the middle of planning. But what we definitely have ongoing is a fair trade project. So we are advocating for fair trade products at the university. And actually, this university has already became a fair trade university 4 years ago. So the, for example, the coffee and tea you were drinking yesterday morning, that was fair trade and so on. And then we have some plans for a project in Ghana. We have some discussions with Zambia. So there are quite a lot of things going on at the moment. So if you're interested in these kind of things, come join us. And this is also kind of, I feel like this is the easiest kind of part to join in. And also last semester we had a lot of exchange students coming and organizing different kind of events. Very important, we are having it only in Ilokivi, so only in Student Union restaurant. We have this arrangement that if you come to eat there, it costs the same as everywhere else, $2.60. But if you want, you can buy a ticket with a development cooperation extra. So you add 20 cents to it, and that money goes to a project in Nepal that we are supporting. And that has been really... really successful. The project in Nepal concentrates on education of young women, and with the help of these 20 cents, four people are in school and they can get a university degree. So it really does make a big difference. So if you come to Ilokivi, remember, if you would like to support, just say that you would like to put the extra on the ticket. And if you are interested in our events, then check out our Facebook page and group. You can join the group as well and participate in the discussions and kind of planning events if you would like to.
Okay, and then some more how to get involved. Okay, now there will be a small advertisement break. You can get these calendars. They are our Student Union's calendars from our office at Ilokivi or from the T building where international office is. It's really handy. Some of the events are already in the pages. And it also has some information in English about the Student Union, university, everything here. So go get these. Yeah. But yeah, then some events that are happening this spring. There are IDESCO hangouts every Thursday of the month. Every first Thursday of the month. IDESCO is an association for international degree students, but exchange students are as welcome as degree students. So if you want to hang out with some international people, some Finnish maybe are coming there too, so you can go there. The first subcommittee meetings, the ones that we talked about, development cooperation and international affairs, you can get the dates from there. If you are interested, you are welcome.
And they will be in Ilokivi, so you can come there. We start always at 4:15 and you find us there.
Come a bit early, so you are sure to get some snacks and coffee. Yeah. Then at the end of January, probably the last week of January, there is an international speed friending. There will be half of the people will be Finnish, half will be international. So a great opportunity to meet some Finnish people and some other international people too. You will get more information about that. In April, there will be Euroc, which is a music festival organized by us. It's the oldest, what was it?
Oldest indoor festival.
Yeah. So if you're looking for some new music, come there. Okay, then the most important thing this spring. How many of you has heard of Vappu? Hey, some of you. So now remember this. This is the most important thing you have to experience. So it's 1st of May, it's called Vappu, and here it's the party or festival, the day for students, for university students. And in the eve of Vappu, that's like the when we celebrate it the most. And on that day, there will be this amazing race competition. You know Amazing Race, the concept, the TV series. So it's like that, but in Jyväskylä. In a bit smaller scale. And you get a queue of one place in Jyväskylä, and you have to, in a group, you are in groups of four, you have to figure out where is this place in Jyväskylä. You go there, you get the next clue. And so on. But if you feel like you want to participate as a group, when the registration starts, you have to be, you have to register right away. All the places are gone in 5 minutes or something. But yeah, keep that in mind. It's really cool. And then on the 1st of May, there's Vappu picnic. Yeah, people usually go to have a picnic somewhere. Let's hope it doesn't snow. Sometimes it snows still on the 1st of May, but let's hope this year will be.
But I bet none of you had a picnic in snow yet, so this is a really nice experience.
Yeah. And there will be also Sauna Apro, which is in Kortepohja, and you will be going from one sauna to another, maybe have a snack on the way. Yeah. Okay, then we also have movies, Campuskino, every Monday and Tuesday. That will be in the Ilokivi downstairs in Seminaarinmäki. You can find all the movies on Facebook, and they have all the movies are in original language. So if you see there's a movie in French, and even though the subtitles are in Finnish, you can go. If you understand French, go there. If it's in Spanish, etc., they're always in their original language. And if they are in Finnish, are there subtitles in English?
You can always check for the subtitles because, yeah, it's usually it's in English. And even when we talk about some other foreign movies, it might be that the subtitle is in English. So it's worth to always check.
Yeah, you can find everything on Facebook. Campuskino, yeah. Then the Student Union newspaper, as Ville said before, they are always looking for some topics in English. If you like to write articles or something, you can always contact them. And then the last part, weekly newsletter, that's Jyytiset, that comes to your email every week. And it has all the events of the coming week listed. But to get that, you need to subscribe to the email mailing list. Your tutors should tell you about those mailing lists at some point. But it's FS News. FS News, now yes. Remember this.
Yes.
Subscribe to that list, FS News.
Foreign students, so it stands for foreign students. It's easy to remember.
Yeah. So you will get information about everything that is happening here the incoming week. So just some places where you can find us. We have our internet webpage, Instagram, Facebook. There is the Campuskino, which is the movie place. And then the newspaper can be found in Jyväskylän Ylioppilaslehti.
And we have a agreement of that we communicate everything bilingually. So you can, even though the Facebook page name or the names are in Finnish, you will find the information there in English as well. So there will be the posts in two languages. So do go and like us.
There's just the Ilokivi building where we are, where the offices are, and where the Ilokivi restaurant is. It's circled. It's in Seminaarinmäki campus. I hope you have already seen the place. If not, ask your tutor to take you there. Yeah. Thank you for your attention. And I hope we will meet lots this spring. Have a great spring here.
Yeah. Yes. See you next week.
Thank you.